Intro. Hey, welcome. In this lesson, we're doing a Doc Scott style approach in Ableton Live 12. We'll modulate a kick body and lock a mono sub under it to get that dark, smoky warehouse vibe. Everything uses stock Ableton devices, so you can follow along with a clean, repeatable chain. Lesson overview: what you'll learn, a two-part kick system, a processed kick body and sampler with subtle pitch modulation, filter movement and grit, plus a separate mono sub sign and operator that's side-chained and phase-aligned to sit under the kick without masking or phase issues. We'll also set up a small, filtered reverb send to create smoky space while keeping the low end clear, and run quick checks for phase and spectrum. What we'll build by the end, you'll have a kick body with a pitch drop and subtle auto-filter LFO movement, a mono sub sign locked to the kick via side-chain, compression and phase alignment, a reverb send that adds room without mud, a group drum boss with light glue for cohesion. Step-by-step walkthrough. Project setup: open a new live set and set tempo to about 174 BPM. Create two tracks, an instrument track with sampler for the kick body and a MIDI track with operator for the sub. Kick body, sampler chain 1. Drag a clean, full-spectrum kick sample into sampler classic mode. If you're using an audio clip, turn warp off. Map root key if you want to control pitch with MIDI. 2. Immediately remove the extreme sub from the kick. Put EQ 8 after sampler and cut below roughly 40-60 Hz. Use a gentler slope unless you want strict separation. A steep 48 dB slope is an option if you need it. 3. Shape transients in sampler. Set amp envelope attack to 0 ms. Decay between 80 and 180 ms depending on the sample. Sustain near 0. Release 40-100 ms. 4. Add pitch motion with sampler's pitch envelope, amount between minus 6 and minus 18 semitones, attack 0 ms, decay 120-220 ms. This small pitch drop gives the thump that helps the kick cut through. 5. Add auto filter after the EQ 8. Use a low pass type and set cutoff somewhere around 1.53 kHz to shape the top end. Keep resonance low. 6. Add an Ableton LFO device and map it to the auto filter cutoff. Sync the LFO to 1/8 or 1/16. Set the amount very subtle, 2-8%, and choose a triangle or sine wave. This gives slow breathing movement without obvious wobble. 7. Add saturator after the filter. Drive gently, maybe 2-5 dB, and choose an analog curve or warm settings. If you want, add a tiny frequency shifter, very low rate for micromodulation, but keep mix low. 8. Final EQ. Use EQ 8 to notch problem mids 200-400 Hz and add 1-3 dB of presence around 2-4 kHz if needed. Subtrack, operator chain 1. Program a MIDI clip matching your kick hits. 2. Load operator. In it, so oscillator A is a clean sign and B, C, D are off. 3. Set the amp envelope, attack 0 ms, decay around 120-250 ms to match the kick decay, sustain 0, release 60-180 ms to taste. 4. Tune the sub so its fundamental sits roughly under 60-90 Hz depending on the musical key. 5. Make the sub mono, put utility after operator and set width to 0%. 6. Clean the sub with EQ 8. Low pass around 180-350 Hz and gently cut anything above 300-400 Hz so the sub stays pure. 7. Add compressor and enable sidechain. Choose the kick body track as the input. Start with ratio 4:1, attack between 0.5 and 5 ms, release 80-180 ms, and lower the threshold until you hear the sub duck with each kick. Aim for around 2-6 dB of gain reduction. This is your sub lock. 8. Check phase. Solo kick body and sub. If low end cancels, try inverting the kick body's phase in utility or nudge the clip by a few samples until alignment feels and looks right in spectrum. Bus and glue group kick body and sub into a drum group or bus. Put glue compressor across the group with light gain reduction, 1-3 dB, to glue them together. A touch of multiband or gentle saturator here adds smoky grit. Keep it subtle so the sub stays solid. Bass. Smoky ambience without mud, create a reverb return. Before the reverb, place an EQ 8 and high pass at roughly 600-900 Hz and low pass at 6-8 kHz. You want air but no low wash. Set reverb decay short, around 0.6-1.2 seconds. Medium diffusion. Send small amounts from the kick body or drum bus so you get a smoky room without burying the sub. Automation and movement: automate LFO depth, Auto filter cutoff or reverb send across sections to build tension. Keep movements small. Subtlety is key to that Doc Scott feel. Common mistakes to avoid: don't let both kick and sub share the same low frequencies. High pass the kick below tilde 40/60 Hz or gently shelf it down. Avoid overside chaining. Too fast release or too much reduction makes the sub unstable. Tune release to match the kick tail. Never leave the sub stereo. Mono it with utility width 0%. Don't put bright reverb directly on the kick without filtering. That'll smear transients. Always check phase alignment. Cancellation can happen even with correct EQ. Pro tips: use sampler's pitch envelope for the quick thump. It's a fast way to add perceived weight. Try a gentle low shelf on the kick instead of a hard HBF so the kick still breathes. For consistent ducking, use a short transient kick trigger as your side chain input. Save two kick chains, dry and dirtier, and automate between them for tension. Use spectrum on soloed kick and sub to confirm the sub fundamental is where you expect it. Add smoky texture with filtered noise layers high passed above 1 kHz so you don't clutter the bass. Mini practice exercise, 15 to 30 minutes 1. Load a kick into sampler and high pass at 50 Hz. 2. Add a pitch envelope of minus 10 semitones with 160 mSdecay. 3. Add auto filter plus LFO 1/16 sync, small amount. 4. Make a MIDI operator sign on the same pattern. 5. Set utility width to 0% on the sub and low pass the sub at 300 Hz. 6. Put compressor on the sub, side chain from the kick. Try attack 2 ms, release 120 ms, ratio 4:1, threshold for roughly 3 dB ducking. 7. Solo both and check phase, flip the kick phase if low end collapses. 8. Add a small reverb send with pre-filter high pass at 600 Hz. Recap: you split the kick into a sampler body and an operator sub. You used sampler pitch envelope and an auto filter LFO for movement, kept the sub mono and low passed, and sidechained the sub to the kick to create a tight sublock. You filtered reverb sends to keep the room smoky without muddying the low end, and checked phase and spectrum both soloed and in context. Extra coach notes: quick context and workflow tips. Doc Scott style D&B favors space and weight over loudness. Keep edits small and intentional. Pick a full spectrum kick with a clear transient and a clean sign for sub seed. Build a kick rack of sampler, auto filter, saturator, EQs and LFO, and map key controls to macros for fast experimentation. Start phase checks in mono, nudge before flipping phase, and use a dedicated transient trigger for sidechaining if your processed kick has variable tails. Sidechain rules of thumb: attack very fast, release match to the kick decay. Start with ratio 4:1 and target about 2-6 dB of ducking. Short release equals tighter pump. Longer release equals smoother lock. Final checklist before you move on: kick body high passed or gently shelved below 40/60 Hz. Sub mono and dominant in the lowest band. Sub side chained with tuned attack slash release and modest gain reduction. Phase alignment checked and adjusted. Reverb sent pre-filtered and used sparingly. Blue or drum bus applied subtly for cohesion. Save your chains as preset so you can reuse the setup. Closing: that's the full Doc Scott approach in Live 12. Practice the mini exercise a few times with different kicks and sub-tunings. Pay attention to decay and phase, and you'll be closer to that heavy, smoky club sound. Ready to try it?